Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Daily.
It's a Wednesday, and this Saints Happy Hour is free to everyone, but you should sign up like Monica did and Frank did at the $10 level so you get complete access to everything Saints Happy Hour, the daily podcast, Andrew's write-ups, and you get your own special swag box that includes...
Monica and Frank, were they new patrons as of this?
They are new. Monica's new. Frank upgraded from $3 to $10. So,
all right, welcome, guys.
Welcome, guys. So you get your own.
Yeah,
thanks for upgrading.
Monica, welcome.
You get your own swag box. You'll get that at the end of the month, early next month. We have big freaking plans. You're gonna get the Crew to Taysom cup, the koozie, the magnet, the sticker, some other cups that we have planned. A mask that Dave is cooking up for us. It's gonna be amazing. You wanna be a $10 patron? Believe me. So. Today on the free podcast, me and Andrew want to discuss a topic that we think will make people excited and angry, and it'll be fun. Deonte Harris, he's little, he's amazing, and he's fun. Andrew, I think he can be the next Tyreek Hill from Kansas City without the wife and child beating. And I think he's that explosive. I think Sean Payton is going to cook up a bunch of stuff for him. He won't do the volume that Tyreek Hill does for Kansas City, but I think the Saints are going to cook up some fun stuff for him on offense. I just don't know how much they'll use him.
First of all, I haven't paid too close attention to the Tyreek Hill stuff. Is he really a wife and child beater?
Yes. Both? Yes.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awful. And yeah, I certainly hope that Deonte Harris bears no similarities there. My God. First of all, let me just say, Ralph, your take, your position here is absurdly ridiculous, awful, and there's no way in hell that's ever going to happen. I love Deonte Harris. I mean, he's a great story. He's a guy that I have more hope for in the offense, and I know we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So that there's a lot of reason to be excited, but I think to compare him to, does he have the potential to be Tyreek Hill? I would say no chance. And first of all, I mean, I think it's important to remember Tyreek Hill, his first year in the league, he caught 60 balls.
Yeah.
You know, he as a rookie, you know, right out of the gate, he was a good player. And you know, I think, and that's in addition to being the best kick returner in the game. I mean, really, as a rookie, he had 2 punt returns for a touchdown, averaged over 15 yards per punt return. He had 1 kickoff return for a touchdown, went to the Pro Bowl as a return man. So, yeah, Harris, maybe not quite as dominant statistically as Tyreek Hill was. So I would say Tyreek Hill, his rookie year, was better than Deonte Harris as a returner, which is what Deonte Harris currently does best. But then, you know, on top of that, there's a big difference between 5'10 and 5'6.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing that gets me. Tyreek Hill looks tiny. Deonte Harris looks miniature. Like, so that's the thing. And I guess
so
my point is,
you already conceded that your argument is total horseshit.
Well, I don't think it's horseshit, because I think what Sean Payton can do is not that he's going to get Deonte Harris 60 catches like Tyreek Hill's rookie year, or even that he'll get him 30 catches, but that he'll get him 20 catches and 5 runs, but he'll average like 25 yards a catch. Like, teams will be – he'll make it to where when Deontay Harris comes in the game, teams will be fucking petrified of it. It'll sort of be like the dollar store version of Devery Henderson. Like, remember when Devery Henderson was at his peak? He didn't catch a lot of passes. I don't think he ever caught 50 balls in a year. But when Devery Henderson was at his best, he was the kind of guy – like, I remember the Bears game in 2011. The Bears had Urlacher. Their defense was good. They played three fantastic series against the 2011 Saints offense, which was just one of the best offenses of all time. And you know what happened on the fourth series? The Saints went over the top to Devery Henderson for 80 yards, and the game was 7-7. Like, that's what Devery Henderson did. And I think Deontay Harris can do that on a much smaller scale. But if he averaged, if he gets 20 catches and he averaged 20 yards a catch, that's 400 yards. Add in another 10 run, another 5 end arounds where he averages 15 yards a run, and you're talking 500 yards of offense beyond the kick returns. And I think that would be significant, and I think that's what he's going to do.
Okay, now you're talking my language. I mean, you remember Joe Morgan.
Yeah.
Joseph Morgan. Yeah, he was a receiver for the Saints, and I think most Saints fans remember him, but, you know, obviously he tore his ACL and was never the same. But, you know, he was a deep threat, and that was really all he was. Now, he made the team a couple times because he would run back punts for touchdowns in preseason.
Yes.
So, you know, he was an explosive guy, and that's how he would make the team for starters. But he was a deep threat. I remember, so in 2012, Joe Morgan caught 10 balls for 379 yards. That's an average of almost 40 yards a catch.
Dude, his catch against Tampa in 2012 is a top 10 all-time Saints catch in Saints history. Like, he caught it, like, twisted over a dude. It's fucking insane.
Talking about against Tampa?
Yeah.
Was that the Tampa catch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. But, you know, so that's all Joe Morgan really was he was just an explosive big-time playmaker because of his speed and field-stretching ability. But, you know, if he doesn't tear that ACL, if he doesn't have that injury, and he never really was able to come back from that, and actually – I met him at the Greenbrier and talked to him, and I remember him telling me, like, his knee injury was catastrophic. I mean, what's the other receiver? Cam Meredith. It was Cam Meredith bad. And he told me at the Greenbrier, he's just like, yeah, he's like, you know, you just hear ACL, you hear injuries, like, you know, not a lot of stuff has come out on my knee, but it was way worse than what people said, or what, you know, the information that's out there didn't tell the whole story.
Well, he was a minor player, right? If it would have been, yeah. If he would have been a major star with the Saints, you'd have got more reporting on it. You'd have known more about it, but because he was Joe Morgan and he wasn't a household name, no one really cared. No one did the investigating. No one leaked. No one would report on it. Right. But that's
yeah.
Totally true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yep. But so, I mean, I think when you look at what Deontay Harris did this past year, and obviously the kick returning aspect of his game is tremendous. And I think he holds a record at Assumption College Division III for most or Division II, most kick returns for touchdowns. So we know he's awesome at that stuff. So I do think, given his speed, and we saw the 50-yard catch from Taysom Hill in the playoffs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I still think he has that field stretching ability, but where I think he's different from Joe Morgan is I actually do think Deontay Harris has the ability to do kind of the sprawl stuff in that, you know, Joe Morgan had the top end speed, but Joe Morgan was not this shifty player that could, that had great hands and could, you know, cut on a dime and make a guy miss. I mean, Joe Morgan was really a deep threat. That was what he did best. And I just think Deontay has so much more variability to his game. I mean, he's a plus version of Tommy Lee Lewis. That's what Deontay Harris is.
Deontay Harris is what Sean Payton always wanted Tommy Lee Lewis to be.
Yeah, he can cut on a dime. He can also be patient. He can set up his blockers. He has good feel. He has a good way of positioning his body when he makes a catch, you know, to stay in stride. And I just think when you're going to go short possession passing and try to utilize him going in motion, doing a jet sweep, you know, kind of doing these tricky, fancy plays, it's really what the Saints tried to do with Brandon Cooks. And Brandon Cooks just couldn't do it. Yeah. Brandon Cooks is really – like as his career has developed, it's become more clear that he's just an outside receiver. That he runs good routes, he has good hands, he can stretch the field a little bit. But this vision that Sean Payton had for him, which was almost like this Reggie Bush meets Lance Moore, like he just couldn't do that stuff. Like it was like a hybrid of Bush and Moore, and he couldn't do that stuff. Well, I think Deontay Harris actually can.
Well,
now, he doesn't have the speed. So I think the main concern – or sorry, he doesn't have the size. The main concern for me with Deontay is going to be durability.
Well,
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
It's durability, and also Drew Brees is on the other side of 40. He doesn't throw the deep ball nearly as much as he did previously or as well. It doesn't matter because the Saints have thrived without it. But my concern is how many deep ball shots are they going to create with Deonte Harris, and is Brees going to be willing to get him the ball? I think Brees will be. And like I said, you just listed Joe Morgan. Like, we're not talking about volume. We're talking about 10 to 25 catches, most likely. And
well, there's no denying, though, Ralph, that Deonte Harris is, and I bring up all the shorter field possession passing stuff that I think he can do, the sprawl stuff, because I do think there's a role for him in this offense with Drew Brees as the quarterback.
Yeah.
But make no mistake, the one deep ball they hit with Deonte all season was in the playoffs when Taysom Hill was throwing the ball. So,
yeah.
Yes, I do think that while he can stretch the field, and look, Brees over the last couple of years, he's hit Ted Ginn deep a few times.
Then yeah.
I don't know how much he hasn't done it with tons of success. We know the deep ball has kind of, I don't want to say been taken out of the Saints offense, but it's declined severely. And you know, part of that's maybe on Ted Ginn, but Brees has on occasion hit Ted Ginn deep. And I still think Deonte Harris can go in that role. But if it's Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston down the road, I do think that would open up what Deonte Harris can do for this offense. I think when you look at Brandon Cooks, and to me, I mean, statistically, he had good seasons with the Saints, but he never reached his full potential with the Saints because I just think it was a bad fit for his style as a receiver and what Drew Brees could do, you know, at his age and with his declining arm strength. I just think like Michael Thomas, for example, is a way better fit. But I do think Deonte maybe will be maximized with a different quarterback. But my point is the Sproulsy stuff, the hybrid role of Lance Moore and Reggie Bush, that's a role that Deonte Harris can have and that this offense can utilize now with Brees as the quarterback.
Well, and the thing is, too, just think about the Saints offense. Michael Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, and Kamara, Deonte Harris in a package. Yep. Who are you going to cover, okay? And Deonte Harris has proven that he can run by NFL dudes and clown them. He did it in the playoff game. Like, he was wide open. It would have been a touchdown if Taysom Hill wouldn't have thrown him a punt, right? So my thing is, there's a chance that he's going to be just – he's going to have that Kobe Fleener thing that I always joke about. Kobe Fleener was amazing when other teams forgot to cover him. I think it might be similar with Deonte Harris, where it won't be that teams forget to cover him. It'll be they'll try to cover him one-on-one, and he'll just roast dudes, and he'll just be wide open.
I think there will be times where he's in a certain package, and teams aren't paying attention to him because you have Michael Thomas, you have Kamara, you have – Jared Cook, you have Emmanuel Sanders, you have all these guys that demand your attention. And so he gets the matchup that you're looking for all week on tape. You're like, if we can get him one-on-one, there's no safety help. There's no guy playing over the top. They're daring us to throw deep. And we get this matchup with Deonte, we're throwing it. We're going deep ball to him. And my hope is that, you know, the Saints will be able to have him in the game enough to where they'll be able to hit that play on occasion.
Get out of here again, on this. And by the way, this is
like
free.
You said, it's not going to be Tyreek Hill statistically. He's not going to be this dynamic weapon that all of a sudden is, you know, catching 80, 100 balls. I mean, that's what Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are for. That's why they are in this offense, and they're the volume guys. He's never going to be a volume guy for the Saints, but I do think he can have more snaps on the offense. And, you know, if anything, I would say the one thing maybe missing from the Saints offense is the big plays. You know, I think sometimes it takes so many third down conversions and so much methodical moving the chains to score. You know, I think if anything, this offense could use a little bit more explosiveness. And I think in order for you to get that, he needs to be on the field.
So before we get out of here and I ask you one more question, guys, remember Armchair Media is the host of this podcast, the host network, and soon in June, Bet Online is going to be our sponsor. But Armchair Media has all sorts of great podcasts. They have skating podcasts. They have the Bird Calls podcast from the Birds Right blog. Search Armchair Media wherever you get your podcasts. Search the Bird Calls. They have amazing content on the Pelicans, on the draft, on what's going on with the Saints and the Pelicans and how they addressed they're going to address social change with the things going on in our world. But they have things on Lonzo Ball, on Zion's training in the offseason. So check out the Bird Calls. Search the Bird Calls wherever you get your podcasts. So, Andrew, my final question to you. Over under 15 and a half catches for Deontay Harris, over under 270 yards of offense for 2020.
I'll go under on the catches and over on the yardage.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
I'm gonna go. I mean, maybe 12, 13 catches, but I think they're going to be creative in how they get him the ball. So it's not going to be just catches. I think he's going to get some jet sweeps, some runs. And I think he'll get over 250 yards for the year.
I have to go over because I created the headline and the graphic for this podcast. Deontay Harris is the next Tariq Hill. So I'm going over. He is going to have either in September or October or November a monster fucking month where he becomes a number three fantasy receiver, and it'll just be like two or three games out of five where he's just incredible. But then he'll fade back, and like a lot of things in the Saints offense, you know, it used to be Robert Meacham. He would appear and then he would disappear. He'd have two good games and then he would disappear for like six games. I think that's what's going to happen to Deontay Harris, but he's going to have like two or three games where he gets like four touches in each game, and that'll get him over the receiving and over 300 yards total. So guys, this is Saints Happy Hour. If you like it, why wouldn't you like this podcast? We're the best Saints podcast going, daily one. We're one of the only ones that do this every freaking day. Support us on Patreon, become a $10 patron, get your box of swag, and be cooler than all your friends. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.